course. It's the nature of the business. Some games you might, the team might throw 300 yards on us, but we'll come back, get in the film room, get it coached up, and come back and have a game like we did last week.
Aaron, do you feel the game against the Cowboys where there were those, you know, those miscommunications kind of sparked a change that you guys feel, okay, this is, we got to do something different here?
Of course. It's really embarrassing when you come back and watch film and watch the TV copy and see the mental bust back on the back end. So we got together as a unit and told each other we can't have that happen again.
I mean, they're a good enough offense when you're
Yeah, when you're covering them, so we can't give up those type of plays against that offense.
You look at, you know, two teams that know each other so well, playing each other in such proximity, mm-hmm. people say, well, probably going to be the same type of game. Do you think that way?
I think so. Like you said, we know each other. We play each other twice a year. We pretty much had the same secondary here that's been here for about 3 to 5, 3 to 7 years with each other. So we know each other, that we know their receivers know us. So it's going to be a nice, nice contest. I have a lot at stake.
Aaron, being from Texas, is there anything special for you to play the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Every time, of course. Being a Texas boy, you love the Cowboys. That's all you hear about. That's all you see on TV. So every time I get a chance to play against those guys, the family, the friends, everybody are. It's a big game for me.